Test, test, test. We are joined in the media center by our funny car winner, J.R. Todd. J.R. has taken over the points lead in the funny car category with one race remaining following the Toyota Nationals. En route to victory, J.R. was able to take down Richard Townsend, his teammate Sean Langdon, Jack Beckman, and Matt Hagen in the final round. J.R., with this win, puts you one race away from a life goal of winning a championship. You give all the credit to your team on a regular basis. Talk a little bit about today.
It started Friday. We didn't have a good day at all and qualified 16th. And then right before we run Q3, we were bumped out of the show and then was really aggressive Q3 and ran 91 and ended up qualifying second. So that just goes to show how hard those guys work. We had some fuel system issues. They stayed late, changed the entire fuel system, started the car up Friday night, and rallied back Saturday, made two really good runs. And then today, they were pretty much flawless. It's so awesome to be able to drive a car like that when it's that consistent. You don't have to worry about whether you're going to have to go out there and pedal it or things like that. You just go up there and smack the tree as hard as you can and try and keep that thing stuck down the groove. And it's a lot of fun to drive, and still got some unfinished business in Pomona. Hopefully we can go there and come out there with a trophy, two trophies.
You mentioned you were a little, anxious, a little cranky after Friday, and you've gone out of your way to talk about your championship quality team with Jono and Todd Smith having both won championships independent. You don't want to be the weak link. Talk a little bit about that and what you've got to bring each day when you strap into this DHL Camry.
Yeah, it just for me, it comes with being comfortable in the car, where I'm at that point now that, like I said, I can just go up there and focus on my reaction times and driving that thing straight down the track, and I know that those guys are going to prepare an awesome car. And Todd and Jono, they're just racing smart, doing an awesome job with the tune-up, picking away at it. And it was pretty cool. We had Del Worsham there this weekend with the global team, and having him around, it just brings back all those memories from 2015. So it's awesome to have him there helping us out. And this is kind of a dream weekend so far.
Let's open up to members of the media. Any questions for J.R. Todd?
You guys really caught fire around Indy. You started really turning it on then. What was the difference for you guys?
Jono and Todd, I feel like they felt like they had to get aggressive with the tune-up in the semis there in Brainerd, and it went 397, I think, against Tommy Johnson. And I think they learned from that and carried that into the Indy test, where we tried some more things, and we made some really good runs there, and we knew going into Indy that we had a kind of our hot rod back, and it showed, because we ran good there in qualifying and on race day, and really haven't let up since then. So it's just all about being consistent, and like I keep saying, they're racing smart, not overthinking or overdoing things.
Round wins, you're 20-3 since Indy, so that is a big move. When Robert went out, that's a moment where you got to gather it in and make the most of it, and you guys got max points after that, taking advantage of the moment.
Absolutely. When we saw the ladder last night, it's like, oh man, like this would be huge if Sean and those global electronic technology guys could take him out. And sure enough, they did. They made a hell of a run at 392. I mean, that was gonna be hard to beat anyways. But hats off to them for stepping up. I mean, they've been struggling all countdown long, but I mean, they have a really good car, and our cars are set up similar. It's just they haven't been getting the brakes that they need. And it was nice for them to do that and help us out along the way, because we haven't really been getting much help up until this point with people racing Robert. I mean, they got the number one on the side for a reason, because they're really good. You can ask any crew chief in the funny car class that who's the man, they'll say Jimmy Prock, and I feel like the drivers will say Robert is, because they're clutch. And it's not over yet. I mean, we still got a lot of work to do in Pomona, but we just got to keep after it and not let up.
Yeah, what about the Las Vegas sweep?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I feel like the way we ran here in the spring, that gave the guys some good notes to fall back on, and got to give credit to the track here. This facility, the way they redid the lanes here, it's nice. It's nice and smooth, and I knew coming back here in the fall that the lanes would probably be even better than they were in the springtime, and they were. And it's awesome to be able to sweep it. I wasn't a big fan of the four wide, and we won there, and then come in here and win the Toyota Nationals in front of some big dogs that were here this weekend. It's pretty awesome.
Last one, anything you guys do different? How do you prepare for Pomona?
Honestly, I mean, don't change a thing, you ask me. But I'm not going to change the way I drive. I don't think that Jono and Todd are going to change the way that they're running the car either, although we tore some stuff up there in the final round. But I'm assuming that Sean, I don't think we are, we'll be out here testing tomorrow, so we'll try some things and maybe learn from that and go into Pomona. But I keep saying we just need to keep making consistent runs the way we have been, and step one is getting qualified there in Pomona, hopefully in the top half, and then take it one round at a time.
Does having the lead now change your mental approach at all?
Yes and no. I mean, I was pretty bummed there after St. Louis. I feel like we could have won the race there. And we had a problem there in the semis. We had a fuel leak and smoked the tires. And then we go to Dallas and get beat in the final. And that was a pretty big point swing for Robert. And we were 50 back, I think, going into Charlotte. It's like, man, we need some help now and make up some ground. And we got some. He went out a second round, made up some ground there. And then to finally cap it off here in Vegas with a win, like going to final rounds and not winning, you're leaving points on the table. You don't want to do that. So it was nice to be able to get all the points that we could here on Sunday, take that into Pomona. And yeah, I'd much rather have a 70 whatever point lead than a 8 point lead.
Even with point and a half, that's still two rounds basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, points and a half is going to make it interesting. So we just need to maintain what we've been doing and keep going to the later rounds.
JR, great job, congratulations on your win. Plus all the bigs in the house from, like, everybody that you race for.
Yeah. Yep. All the Toyota guys were here. Reg Kenny, he's been at a handful of countdown races with us from DHL. He's not here this weekend, but I'm pretty sure he's coming to Pomona. Then Wixfielder's people, I think they're going to be there. And Steve Bryson from Global, they were here this weekend. So it's awesome to be able to perform when your big sponsor's in-house. Tony Merritt from Mac Tools. Can't forget them. And we're going to celebrate tonight and probably tomorrow night.
There you go. JR, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win, the Toyota Nationals here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, one more question.